reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
I'm a mom, and I know David Woods.
I'm a veteran. I know David Woods.
We know David Woods.
Sure, I know David Woods. David cares about education, and I trust him to fix our broken schools.
David volunteers to support our military. He'll protect Maxwell and Gunter Air Force bases.
You know, David Woods is as sick of criminals as we are. He'll put a police precinct in every part of Montgomery.
David Woods has the vision to make Montgomery a better, safer city.
I'm David Woods. I want to bring Montgomery together to rid our neighborhoods of crime and reverse the downward decline of our schools so all our children can achieve their dreams. Together, we can create new opportunities, new hope, and new jobs for the River Region.
Join me
in voting for
our next mayor.
David Woods for mayor.
Paid for by David Woods for Montgomery. 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
Get one now. Everybody has one. They're almost gone. They're portable, lightweight, easy to use, collapsible, convenient, and guaranteed. Get one now. The new Super Jumbo Deluxe. Handy, pre-wrapped designer colors and available in all sizes. Get one now. They won't rust, tarnish, blister, crack, or peel, but they might kill you.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Jessica Stone. Stocks plummeting with the Dow closing down more than 620 points. The S&P down 240 and the NASDAQ down 76, all after Beijing unveiled new tariffs this morning on $75 billion in U.S. goods. And the president firing off a series of tweets about China. President Trump ordering U.S. companies to stop doing business in China. Here's Fox's John Decker.
President Trump cannot compel U.S. companies to abandon China, and he's given no detail on how he might proceed with any such order.
The National Retail Federation says it is unrealistic for American retailers to abandon China. The Supreme Court says Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg completed the 3 weeks of radiation therapy for a tumor on her pancreas. Fox's Jared Halpern.
Ginsburg is 86 years old and has been treated for cancerous growths before.
Ginsburg is keeping an active schedule, according to the court. America is listening to Fox News.
You know the feeling. Every time you go on Facebook or watch TV, something offends you. But now there's help. Introducing the Negative Assault Defense System, or NADS. Once you have a set of NADS, people won't be able to hurt your feelings. For instance, when you get your pair of NADS, you'll learn that you can form your own opinions without having to get them from the internet or the news. Order now and you'll receive a package of easy-to-use NAD seeds. That's right. Grow your own pair of NADS. As your NADS get bigger, you'll have more confidence, and you'll need our proprietary carrying case. Well, it's more like a sack. And if someone kicks your NADS, don't worry. They're made of steel. NADS are now available for men and women because more and more people could use a pair. So the next time you feel offended by someone else's opinion, relax, because you've got NADS.
We recommend them for listeners to this show. Who was that requested by?
Herman.
Herman! It is 4:05. You know, during Fox News, they were talking about China. And the very same virtue-signaling left-wing companies like Nike and others, do people understand that they are using child slave labor in China to make those shoes? Yeah, there's a lot of companies that are over there taking advantage of sweatshops and other labor to bring their goods over here and still sell them for ridiculous profits. A pair of shoes that's made over there costs a pittance to create because they don't pay over there. And then they turn around and sell them here for $150 or whatever ridiculous price. I don't hear any of the virtue signalers saying, oh, we got to stop. We can't go to do that to those poor Chinese kids, teenagers that are working in these shops for pittances. So virtue signaling companies like Nike can tell the rest of us to be better people. Go screw yourself, Nike, really. If there's a way to do it, find it and do it. other than that, you have to get used to the rhythm of this presidency, and you can't overreact to any one day where it seems like the world's going to end. You got to understand, the media wants him gone. They're literally trying to talk the American people into believing we're in a recession when we're not. Not even after today's stock market doesn't mean that. The same level of drop in 1987 was a crash because the market, the Dow, was a little over 2,000, whatever. It lost about 25% of its value in one day. Today, what was that loss? I can get the percentage right here on my phone. Hang on one second. 623 points equates to 2%. You can gain that back on Monday. It's all about fear. And fear is alive. It's false expectations appearing real. I had the thought today, this president's been in office, what, almost 3 years? And he still has very few real friends in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, he's finding out all the time.
What about Bill Barr? When are we going to start seeing some justice done to the people, whether you like them or not? No American president should be undermined like this man was, with abuse of the court system and the executive levels of our Department of Justice, to get rid of him. Because they, the people that precede and survive presidencies, the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, all of this deep state, they're there before and after every president. They didn't want this guy around because he's not part of that system, like Bush was and like Obama became. You know, I don't think Obama was permitted to be nearly as radical as he would have been if he had said, just do this. This is what we need from you. Here's what you're going to say. And I think this is the one guy that cannot be compromised, Donald Trump. But finding people who are willing, I will bet you anything. I think Brent and I disagree on this, but I'm going to say it. That Powell, the Fed chair, who is Trump's appointment, has probably been the subject or subjected to a withering blast from the organized left to not cut interest rates, to let a recession happen. Don't do anything that's going to help this economy. They're going to need a weakened economy to have any chance to win next year, and they know it. How would you like to be that person that gets... Now, there's some that withstand it, like Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who is being hired by Fox News.
Right. I heard that.
She's going to be very successful.
She is.
But as tough as she is, it must have hurt like hell when she's out with her family. You got screaming Mamie left-wingers, shrieking people out of restaurants. That restaurant, by the way, is not doing very well these days, and neither is the plaza where it's located. They don't care. 4:10 on Tuesday, Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson will be joining us.
Yay.
Looking forward to that. Their expertise, though, is in the field of divorce. They specialize, but not exclusively, but they specialize in representing men and looking out for their interests, especially when it comes to matters of custody, because there are still prejudices that exist. You know, have we come a long way, really, when we're still presuming men are always the abuser, when men are deemed incapable of being good parents? There are those lingering prejudices that exist, so a man going through a divorce needs a rock-solid advocate, and that's what Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson bring to the table. It's far better expressed in the testimonials on their website, which is divorceformenalabama.com. A consultation fee, this is very nice if you're be preemptive if you think your marriage is headed in this direction. Doesn't mean you have to have one. In fact, Dana and Jacqueline have shared many times marriages that were saved because they got to that point. Oh my God, we're looking at divorce here. And then they communicated and marriages got a second chance. But sometimes it doesn't work out that way. Either way, stay out of it and let two strong, really savvy professionals represent your best interest. Dana and Jacqueline. Read the testimonials at divorceformenalabama.com or arrange a consultation at 819-4810. And there is a discount for Newstalk listeners on that consultation fee, and it's very generous. That's Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm going to confess to you, I'm kind of multitasking this afternoon. I am finishing up my September magazine column.
Yay.
And this is nothing more than postcards from Warm Springs. Get some good pictures, little stories and thoughts. Doing that bucket list trip
right. That
I had wanted to make since I first moved here, you know.
I was glad you got to go.
I was here like a few days when, Warm Springs, that's right across the border. It's close. And all these years, just never found the time to get over there. And finally went last month, and it was above and beyond my best expectations. We're going back.
That's great.
In October,
right?
Hoping to see a little color. But, you know, it's one of those, it's like a great movie that you've watched many times. You're going to see new things every time you go back. And the only thing that saddened me about it was there weren't more people there. It was slow. This is a place where the world changed. It is. And on April 12, 1945, everybody in the world was training their attention on Warm Springs, Georgia, because FDR died there. But the story around his death is, I've been reading the book. I'm not going to read the book during the show today.
Oh, crap! Ah, damn it!
I had to play that because I knew nobody would call up and complain.
Crap!
Thanks, I appreciate the support. But I am finishing the story. So, we got traffic, weather, and your request at 272-9228. We had quite the outburst in the first hour. You 4 o'clockers. Let's get going. 272-9228.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. Montgomery Skywatch rolling on into the 4 o'clock portion of our rush hour, and the boulevard's pretty busy this afternoon. Look out, there's lots of congestion between the Troy Highway and the interstate. Once you cross over the interstate, headed towards the Wetumpka Highway, there's an accident at Wares Ferry Road that still has traffic tied up. If you're on the interstates themselves, we don't have a lot of problems for you. I-85 and I-65 are moving along just fine this afternoon, and there's not any big delays on the 31s. Let's just be careful as we kick in a weekend. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Thank you for voting the Vance Law Firm best of the best in Central Alabama for 6 straight years. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Major economic news for the city of Montgomery today. A multi-million dollar whitewater center is in the works that will include several outdoor activities. And the $50 million project is expected to be a big tourism boost for the capital city. Alabama Democratic Party leaders could lose their seats on the Democratic National Committee after the state party twice missed deadlines for new leadership elections. The DNC's Credentials Committee on Thursday recommended revoking the credentials of Alabama Chairwoman Nancy Worley and Vice Chair Randy Kelly. The action came after the state party missed two deadlines for new elections and party bylaws. Montgomery police say a pedestrian that was hit by a car back in July has now died. Authorities say 53-year-old Richard Wilson of Millbrook was hit on July 29th at I-85 and Forest Avenue. He was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries, then later transported to UAB in Birmingham. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The prospects for rain are getting better and better. In fact, scattered showers and thunderstorms continue in the forecast before fading out in the overnight hours tonight. But then for tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday, look for more scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. There'll be a generous supply. Still random. A few towns get skipped, but most towns get wet. Low temperatures at night, it will be in the low 70s, and this pattern continues into the early part of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking
checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
I was just outside observing the climate change, and I noticed that there seen some storms pop up to the east of us and other places. So let's take a quick look at the Live in Fear Doppler to see what might be out there. And quite a few. What direction is this stuff going in?
Hope it rains in Midtown.
We need it.
Yes.
Actually, most of the rain is around Montgomery, but not over it.
Mm-hmm.
It may get here eventually, but if you look to the east, you'll see a couple of big thunderheads up that way. And more activity to the south. If you're going to drive down 231 to Troy, the rain will put the
oi
in Troy, because there's quite a bit of it down that way and along 65 from about Owassa southwestward.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A one-stop truck repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in tonight wants Dirk to wait on him, because he's a first-class freight waiter and a good man, and has lots of stories for the little kids.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand-patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food. And we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A Request Friday. This is the things that trouble women say. What a baby.
Hey, y'all. Do y'all do acrylics?
Can y'all monogram these?
Hey! How's your mom and them?
My mama is driving me crazy.
My daddy's gonna kill me.
My daddy's gonna kill you. Some fool stole my buggy at the Piggly Wiggly.
Darn.
Damn.
Darn.
Damn. I love Clemson. Go Clemson! I hate Clemson.
They got propane on sale up at Walmart.
How can I be out of hairspray? Is my hair too big?
My hair won't do nothing. This cellulite cream ain't worth a crap.
Darn, my tanning bed's broke. I'm fixing to go swimming.
I'm fixing to fry up some okra.
I'm fixing to beat your ass.
Are you ready for Christmas?
Are you ready for Christmas? Are you ready for Christmas? Jesus drank wine.
I go to First Baptist.
I go to First Methodist.
I go to First Presbyterian.
Let me tell you something.
When I was a cheerleader, when I was a debutante,
when I was rush chairman of Chi Omega.
I'll have a Jack and Coke, please.
I'll have a Jack and Ginger, please.
I brought White Zinfandel. Bet I can funnel a beer faster than you.
Oh, my God, I know her. We used to do pageants together.
Can you believe that fat was our homecoming queen?
He's dumb as dirt, bless his heart.
She got a pot in. Bless her heart.
We had to put Meemaw in a nursing home. Bless her heart.
She found out her husband.
Bless her heart. She didn't use Duke's mayonnaise.
Next week, I'm going on a diet.
I ain't Japanese. I'm using a fork. Darn! I don't have enough casserole dishes. You need me to make a cheese ball.
More taters?
Ugh, I'm full as a tick.
I want to do the entire room in Laura Ashley.
I need to order 12 bridesmaids' dresses, please.
Does this pistol come in pink? You couldn't pay me to live in New York.
Oprah's new network sucks.
Is this tacky?
Ever thought about selling Mary Kay?
You ever thought about selling Tupperware?
You ever thought about selling Amway?
We gotta go to the hospital. Your daddy's done fell out of the deer stand again.
Blake Shelton's cute as a button. You better come get me some sugar.
Honey, darling, sweetie. Sugar, sweetie pie.
Sweetheart.
You don't need another boat.
He's a goober.
I hope you got good insurance.
Do what?
Can you believe that didn't write a thank you note?
By request, Dr. Sigmund Azebo.
Thank you for calling. This is Sylvia.
Who am I speaking with? This is Dr. Sigmund Azebo. I need to get a truck from you.
And from what city and state would you be picking that up?
I'm coming from the Birmingham because I'm tired of everything in Alabama. Do you ever come to the Birmingham?
I've never been to Alabama.
I'm sick of this.
All right, and in what city and state will you be dropping off that equipment?
I'm going from the Birmingham, Alabama to Nasaka, Nigeria.
So you want to take a U-Haul from Birmingham to Nigeria?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think that's possible. How are you going to get
it? I have my money. I have money.
But how are you going to take a truck across the ocean?
There's freeway. There's freeway. No, on the map I have.
There's a freeway?
Yes, ma'am.
What freeway is that?
Miami, Nigeria freeway. It comes down across from Cuba, and then you stop for gas in Jamaica because that is the last gas station before you go across to Africa.
We don't run our trucks out internationally, though. I can't do that for you.
I will bring you back truck.
I understand that, but U-Haul doesn't run the trucks internationally like
because
that.
We are leaving, and can I speak, manager, please?
Sure.
Good. U-Haul trainer, but you don't have a hitch on your car. U-Haul.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Yes, so what is the question now?
Hello, yeah, are you supervisor?
I am.
Good, this is Dr. Sidiman Azebo. And I talked to you, a very, very rude employee man, about I need to rent truck to leave from the Birmingham, Alabama. And I go back home to the Nasaka, Nigeria.
Okay, we don't let any trucks out of the States, except to Canada, because we have a contract there. We don't let them go to Mexico, anywhere else except the United States. We don't even allow trucks to go from the States to Hawaii.
Is that because you do not trust the Nigerians, sir?
Sir, I have nothing else to say. I understand. I cut on the call, so I'm going to go ahead and let you go now.
Sir, just let me explain.
I'm going to go ahead and let you go now.
I tried to explain to you, but did you all...
Okay, I'm going to let you go. We don't allow our trucks to
explain.
States.
Please let me explain, sir, because my sons, me and my wife is an American wife, Susie, And the Americans, they make fun of my boys, and that's why I take them home, so they can get better education and get a good job.
Okay, but we send all our trucks to go out of the States.
There's freeway from Miami that goes to the next city.
Okay, you have a good day.
I stop for gas in Jamaica.
Bye-bye.
Come to Jamaica and feel all right. One heart, one love.
You must have a lot of time on your hands.
Come to Jamaica and...
Yeah, we got a lot of time on our hands, too, here at News Talk 93.1 FM on All Requests Friday. It's been a while since we played Tom Mabe, the guy that likes to have fun with telemarketers. And this was requested.
Hello? Yes, can I speak with Tom Mabe?
Who's calling?
So this is Mike with... You've been selected to receive a complete digital satellite system for free. With this, you're going to...
Let me ask you something. Did you know Tom Mabe? Were you a friend of his?
No, I'm not. I'm just calling to...
Hold on one second, all right? Hey, guys, get really good pictures of the body. Yeah, and dust everything down for print. Thank you there. Yeah. Let me bring you up to speed. You've actually called a murder scene. Mr. Mabe is no longer with us. Now, Officer Clark, I'm conducting a homicide investigation. I want to ask you a series of questions. First of all, what was the nature of the business you had with Tom Mabe?
I had no business with him. I'm sorry to bother you.
No, hey, hold on. Look, I want to ask you to stay on the phone. This call's already been traced, and we may need you to come in for further questioning.
You don't understand. I'm just calling.
No, look, you don't understand. I still want to be charged with obstruction of justice. It's imperative you keep your ass on the phone, Mike.
Well, how about you just talk with my supervisor then?
No, look, we'll get your supervisor in a second here. First of all, give me your whereabouts.
I'm at work.
You're at work?
Yes.
You being a smart ass?
No, sir.
Let me put it to you this way, Mike. Say I want to mail your ass a letter. What would I have to write on the outside of the envelope to assure the mailman would deliver it right to your ass? Geographically speaking, Mike, where is work?
40th Wilton, Colorado.
Uh-huh. Now, hold on. That's cool.
Yes, sir.
Mike, hold on one second, all right?
And we're not going to play it. There's other good Tom Mabe stuff in there, too. It's, I don't know. I'm just not in the mood for that today. What else we got?
We have East wanted to hear the breakup recording. He said you would know what that was.
The breakup recording?
Yes.
That's the automated breakup call. That's the one that we play when we have a listener.
Tracy!
And, you know, I think I'd... As part of me needing to get out more.
Yes.
You know, get out of my hermit hole.
Uh-huh.
There's one aspect of that is, you know, asking women out. Do you still have some of those old, like, school tapes on how to ask a girl out, you know, for a good time, like a weenie roast or...
Oh, what, those old films?
Yeah. There's a lot of old wisdom in there.
I will look for those.
I need all the help I can get.
They're a little bit dated, Joey.
Well, I can adjust. I mean, what's old is new again.
Maybe, let's see, do I have Marcy Novak many years ago? Let's see, Marcy.
If you got that, that's
Marcy
good.
Marcy Joe Vitone, blah, blah, blah. Oh, boy. I will try and find it while we're enjoying this.
Hello?
Hello, and welcome to your automated breakup service. Press 1 to be broken up with in English. 2 para español.
What?
You have selected 1. If your name is Bill, your girlfriend, Tracy, wants to break up with you. If you agree, press 1. If you want to try to save the relationship, press 2.
Who is this?
You have chosen 2. Sorry, though, it's over. Tracy thinks you are a loser with no future. If you want to just be friends, press 1. If you are a violent stalker, press 2, and a restraining order will be issued against you.
No, Tracy loves me.
A restraining order has been issued. If you want Tracy's phone number to be forwarded to your best friend, press 1. If you want to pine for her as you sleepwalk through a series of meaningless relationships, press 2.
Let me talk to a real person.
The phone number of a qualified counselor will be forwarded to you within 10 business days. Press 9 to end the relationship with dignity, or return to the main menu in a futile attempt to find out why this is happening to you.
Where's Tracy? Let me talk to Tracy.
Main menu. To get more information about why you have been broken up with, press 1 for sexual inadequacy, 2 for personality disorders discovered during the relationship, 3 if your partner found someone much better than you, 4 if you're a stupid loser who can't find a job.
No!
All right, apparently we have Tom Mabe on the phone.
Yeah.
Hello, Tom.
Yeah, I'm looking for a cute little Mexican midget.
I'm sorry, you know, that
I do want to hear the Tom Mabe Christmas Caroler, though.
That we can play without interruption.
That way you don't have any problems, you don't get politically incorrect or anything like that, right?
It's not that I'm afraid to be politically incorrect, but... I you know, as time has passed, I don't like that particular part of that bit, but I got the Christmas carolers here, and I can play it right now if you'd like.
Christmas carols would be great. You doing okay today otherwise?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're just knocking that out of the park.
You need some distractions, right?
Hey, but the good news is Joey wanted me to find one of those old dating tapes, and I just found it. So
we'll be
playing it shortly.
I know this is not a sports show, but isn't tomorrow night the first game? Is it Miami and Florida? Are they playing tomorrow?
Yes,
I think so, yeah.
That's correct.
Are they playing? Where are they playing? Are they playing in Tampa? They might know.
That I couldn't tell you.
I don't remember.
That ought to be a pretty good game because Florida's supposed to have a good team. So it's official, guys. It is on like Donkey Kong.
And our first Duncan and Son Predict-a-thon will be happening a week from today. That's cool.
Oh, man. Looking forward to that. Definitely. So it's going to be an interesting season, that's for sure.
All right, Chad, I'm going to play Tom Mabe for you right now.
All right, guys, you guys have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
All right, we'll give the legal 5 seconds to turn up. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello?
Hi, this is Rona calling from that. We've noticed here that you haven't activated an important protection feature on your credit card.
Mm-hmm.
In the event you're in an accident and you're unable to make your minimum monthly payment, the Master Protection Plan will make your monthly credit card payments for you for up to 12 months.
Wow.
So if you choose to activate this important feature, MasterCard will waive the first...
What was your name? I'm sorry.
Rona.
Can you hold on 1 second? I got some people coming up the door. Can you hold on 1 second?
Sure.
Hold on.
Okay.
You there?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Where were you? What were you saying? That's a credit card?
Oh, a protection fee.
Protection?
Yeah, it's for some reason you're in an accident and you're unable to pay your credit card monthly minimum fee, this protection plan will pay for up to 12 months.
So hypothetically, say I break my leg or something and I'm not able to work or I kill some Christmas carolers and I'm in prison, you guys will pay my credit card bill.
No, sir. We don't cover anyone who's in prison for killing people.
I mean, you just said if something was to happen that I was unable to pay my credit card bill, like I'm in jail.
Look, sir, if you're in prison, we aren't going to pay for your credit card bill. Let me just have someone else call you back.
Okay, then. Well, you have a Merry Christmas.
She probably was like, oh, my gosh.
Well, that's Tom Mabe's way of dealing with telemarketers. I got a call from a political telemarketer during the previous break. I had gone downstairs to do something.
Check traffic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I called the number back because it was local, and it was just somebody wanting to know if I knew about Stephen Reed, if I had any questions about his candidacy for mayor. I urge those of you who get a texted request to participate in a brief survey, don't. Because it's not brief. They're going to ask you, depending on how you answer some questions, 1,000 more questions. It's going to take 15 to 20 minutes. And then they're going to text you again and ask you to participate a second or a third time. Big mistake. That election is Tuesday.
Yes.
I've got two addresses. I'm going to vote from both.
That's illegal.
Yeah. I'm a Democrat, though. I'm from Chicago. That's how we're trained, don't you know? 437, among the great legacy local businesses we enjoy the support of, Montgomery Paint and Body, on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. And I thought it was kind of cool that Donnie Turner reminded us recently that it's 3.5 decades, 35 years. Time flies when we're having fun. Now, being in a wreck is no fun, but knowing the Turners can be. I mean, they're the people that have a pinball machine in their way, in the Rich Thomas waiting room. He's used them virtually the entire time they've been open. Not that Rich is accident prone. We've all used them. Joey, me, Emily, Jay Scott. The outcome of good is new, maybe better is not just an idle promise that we mentioned in a commercial. That is truly what they strive to do. Not only a complete and thorough repair, they won't consider doing any shortcuts, but they kind of enjoy it when a customer shows up to the first time they see their car in days, maybe even a couple of weeks, depending on how extensive the damage was. To see them react to how great their car looks is kind of cool. That's the reward. They enjoy that. They will absolutely do a sensational job for you at Montgomery Paint and Body on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27REC with a W. We head now to the traffic dungeon to see who needs MPB. Rich is forecasting more, and we have time for more requests at 272-9228. We're avoiding the news today. It sucks.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the middle of the 4 o'clock hour, and we see Montgomery Fire and Rescue responding to a grass fire at Hainville Road and West South Boulevard, so be careful in that area. If you're on the boulevard, it's pretty busy this afternoon. We see a big crowd between Vaughn Road and the Atlanta Highway, so be careful in that area. The interstates are up at a speed limit ride. There aren't any big delays there for you, and the 31s look good this afternoon. Let's be careful as we kick in our weekend. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration will be September 9th to October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. Thank you, Central Alabama, for voting us best of the best 6 years in a row. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Major economic news for the city of Montgomery today. A multi-million dollar whitewater center is in the works that will include several outdoor activities. And the $50 million project is expected to be a big tourism boost for the capital city. Montgomery police say a pedestrian that was hit by a car back in July has now died. Authorities say 53-year-old Richard Wilson of Millbrook was hit on July 29th at I-85 and Forest Avenue. He was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries, then later transported to UAB in Birmingham. Alabama Democratic Party leaders could lose their seats on the Democratic National Committee after the state party twice missed deadlines for new leadership elections. The DNC's Credentials Committee on Thursday recommended revoking the credentials of Alabama Chairwoman Nancy Worley and Vice Chair Randy Kelly. The action came after the state party missed two deadlines for new elections and party bylaws. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The prospects for rain are getting better and better. In fact, scattered showers and thunderstorms continue in the forecast before fading out in the overnight hours tonight. But then for tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday, look for more scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. There'll be a generous supply. Still random. A few towns get skipped, but most towns get wet. Low temperatures at night, it will be in the low 70s, and this pattern continues into the early part of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender. The best things in
hi, folks. Rusty here, and everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, young Joey had asked for some advice. Well, not from me.
No, from the wise old past.
From the wise past about dating and things like that. And I uncovered this old clip because I think we used somebody as a sort of an experiment.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when this is way back. This is when Marcy Novak was part of the morning show.
Okay.
And so was, I forget her name. I can't, I'm sorry. I'm trying like heck to think of who it was, and the name's just not coming to mind.
Yeah, it happens.
So there may be, I can't say with certainty, there may be something in this.
All right, you want to help me with this?
Sure.
Jason.
Yes.
All right, remove that board. so I can see your face.
Oh, man.
Come on. I'm trying to get help Jason build his confidence with girls.
Okay.
He's very young, and he's still awkward.
How old are you, Jason?
32.
Oh.
Well, he's a late bloomer, you know. Anyway.
He made it sound like he was a teenager or something.
Well, in some respects. Anyway, we found all these great old government-produced films that, you know, offer advice. I'm going to play a little segment from one of these, and then we're going to do some role-playing here. Now, Jason, listen to Wally in this movie, because you're going to have to do what Wally does. Don't you love that music, Marcy?
Yes.
Now, this is all about how to talk to a girl on the phone. That modern dial tone.
I was wondering if you'd like to go to the Strand to see a movie Saturday night, and then go over to Teen Town, maybe.
Well, yes, I...
Or if you'd rather go with the gang on a skating party and weenie roast, we'd have to leave earlier for that, though.
All right, now, back to Jason.
Is that for real? Did they really play that?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
That's all I got, Marcy. I'm trying to work. I'm trying to help him.
It's awesome. I can't believe this. This is way before my generation.
Jason, I want you. Now, let's pretend that that Jason is called Marcy.
Yes, everybody in Cleveland love minority get Obama phone.
Ring, 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 ring. Okay, there's the ring, ring, ring. I forgot about the part in front of that. All right, so Marcy's phone is ringing, and let's see how this works.
And then I say, hello.
Jason, she's answered the phone.
Hello.
Hi, Marcy. Hi, Marcy. Would you like to go to a movie, or?
Hold it.
Why, surely, Jason. I would love to accompany thee to a movie.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Now, Marcy, I just need you to play harder to get here, okay?
Oh, I thought I was...
let's read
the... I thought I was supposed to be like the girl in the video.
One more time. And Jason, it's a movie, and there's more. You got to give her a choice, or she's not going to be interested in going out with you. Now, listen.
Hello?
Hi, Marcy. Would you like to go to a movie?
Hello, Wally.
I was wondering if you'd like to go to the Strand to see a movie Saturday night, and then go over to Teen Town, maybe.
Well, yes, I...
Or if you'd rather go with the gang on a skating party and weenie roast, we'd have to...
All right, now, Jason, you're gonna do this until you get it right now. Pretend Marcy's answered the phone, ask her first to the movie at the Strand, and then see if she wants to go to...
Hi, Marcy, would you like to go to a movie or Teen Town this Saturday night?
No.
Now, that's bad technique right there. So,
well, I don't think I'd want to call a...
Would you like to practice on Rosie?
Sure. See, but here's the thing. I don't want to call a beautiful young woman like Marcy Novak while you're standing right over my shoulder. Now, do this, Joey. Do that.
What are you going to call it, Rin Tin Tin? I mean, come on. Look, you got to learn this stuff.
Okay, so you should make a ringing sound effect.
Well, I thought we enjoyed a couple more of these films.
Okay.
Or do you want...
No, go ahead.
All right, well, I can use this sound effect to pretend...
You can do it.
Hello, suicide hotline, please hold.
It's the only ringing phone I got. I'll just cut it off center.
Hello.
Hey, Rosie, this is Joey.
Hi.
I was wondering, would you like to go see a movie Friday night?
What movie?
Oh, I see that there's the Rocket Man film. It's supposed to be fantastical. You like Elton John?
Yeah.
Great, it's a date.
Okay.
That was terrible. That was a wretched...
That was terrible?
That was a wretched, very, very unbelievable performance by both of you.
I'm sorry.
Although I do think...
Well, because every time you called a woman, it was like the heavens opened up and the angels sang.
That's Hallelujah.
It was Greg Udell. All I had to do was say, would you?
Yeah.
That's how it worked.
Wow.
Then I turned 40.
How sad for them.
Then I turned 40 and it was a little more challenging.
Well, your face was on billboards. You were famous.
I didn't want anybody to love me for that. Sort of.
Well, how can they love you for anything else unless they get to know you?
This is true.
Yes.
And that's when most of my relationships went south.
Well, that sounds like a personal problem.
Yeah.
No. I mean,
Rosie and I are going to go see the Elton John movie, and you're going to be doing, I don't know.
Well, one of the topics.
At your weenie roast or something.
In these old school films is, are you popular? So let's get this list, and maybe we'll learn from this.
Popularity, what is it made of? How does a person get to be popular with lots of people and have a few close friends, too? Let's watch and see what makes people like one person and not another.
Hey, Jerry, there's that new girl in our math class.
Oh, yes. Her name's Carolyn Ames. She's a swell kid.
Why? You know her?
Not very well. I wish I did. I don't know what it is, but there's something about her you like.
Well, she always looks nice to start with.
Yeah, especially when you compare her with some of the weird characters in this place.
Yoo-hoo!
Ginny thinks that she has the key to popularity, parking in cars with the boys at night. When Jerry brags about taking Ginny out, he learns that she dates all the boys, and he feels less important.
Oh, no.
What about Ginny? Does that make her really popular? Do the boys and girls like her? Is she welcome to join this group?
Quit nodding.
Hi, Betty. Ellie. You can rest your tray here, Ginny, for a minute.
Thanks.
Say, Wally, how's the play coming along?
Oh, okay, Ginny. Good. Here, Ginny.
No,
thanks, Jerry,
girls who park in cars are not really popular. Not even with the boys they park with. Not when they meet at school or elsewhere.
Man, do you want to date girls that park in cars?
Yes. The 50s were a drag, man.
There's a big baby boom during that time.
I mean, how harsh do you have to be parking a car with a gal, and the next morning she's like, oh, hey, how's the play coming along? It's like, oh, okay, Ginny.
You have you've been sitting with me for how many years?
8 years.
All right, you know the story about Sandy, right?
Refresh my memory.
Sandy, this is from high school. Sandy, now I didn't know this at the time. I was naive. I was out with Bill Hopkins, who, last I checked, was the head of the cardiac care unit at Christ Hospital in Oaklawn, Illinois.
Well.
Yeah.
All right.
Big time. Well, big time.
Doesn't hold a candle to you.
And some other guy. And me.
Mm-hmm.
And there were, I think, two girls and Sandy. So there were six of us in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the back seat next to Sandy, and she started to kiss me.
Like on your cheek?
No.
Like on your neck?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good for you. You started necking in a parked car.
Well, but here's
you know, the girls at school aren't going to talk to you the next day.
No, I'm not sure if Bill Hopkins was actually there. No, Bill Hopkins was not in the car. There were actually just, I don't know who was in the car. I don't remember who was driving. I was in the back seat. That's all I remember. And Sandy started making out with me.
Yeah. Sounds like a good moment.
So the end of the evening came. Now, that was as far as it went. And the next day, as teen boys want to do, well, what'd you do over the weekend? And I mentioned, wow, man, I was out with Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
We really had a hot time.
That's how you said it?
No. But so I was telling this to Bill Hopkins.
Yeah.
And he said, you mean Sandy the slut?
Whoa. pump the brakes there, Bill.
I don't think very much of Bill.
Come on, Billy boy.
Well, now, here's the thing. I did not know he was trying to do me a favor. First of all, he burst my bubble because here I thought Sandy was overwhelmed by my charisma. Instead, she did this with all the boys, Joey. And I felt bad.
Why? Were you deeply in love with her?
Well, I kind of liked her.
Bill obviously had a little higher standards. However, anybody who calls somebody that kind of name is very low, in my opinion.
Bill didn't have higher standards.
And how did he know that?
Right.
If he hadn't himself been with Sandy.
That's what I'm saying, Rosie. Bill didn't have higher standards. Bill was running interference so Greg wouldn't continue his pursuit.
Did you ever think of it that way?
Yeah, Greg.
Wait a minute.
This is an intervention.
This.
I roped you in thinking you're going to teach me. We're teaching you about your past. Thank you for joining me in this, Rosie. It was a great play.
This sucks. I didn't sign up for this. I'm sick. You're supposed to be kind and...
No, you're getting better. I mean, look how good you look today.
Listen, I have some words of wisdom. The mind feasts on what it's focused on. Mm. What consumes my thinking will be the making or breaking of my identity.
Get that, Greg?
No. But we'll have to repeat it after the top of the hour, because Fox News is a knocking
careful
on the door.
Careful what you fixate on, sir.
Sandy would really like me if I had a cool car from Jack Ingram. Oh, wait a minute, I do. The Nissan Rogue. Coolest thing of the week was a listener who reached out about a week ago and in desperate need of some new wheels. Car was 17 years old. It was costing a fortune to repair.
Yeah.
But she was afraid to go anywhere to try and get a deal done because she was having some credit struggles due to a number of life events over which she really had no control. Parents, taking care of parents and so forth. And she had heard me talk about Jack Ingram. And they have 20-plus financing options over there. So they pretty much can work with anybody, no matter what the circumstances. So I reached out to Tip Thames. She made an appointment. She's got a new car.
Yay.
Nice.
And she sent me pictures of it. Looks just like mine. She's got a Rogue too. And that made me feel great. That while we always talk about the selection and specific vehicles in the category of cars under 10, what really got her attention was the number of financing options you have with a legitimate dealership, not one of these places on the side of the road that used to be some other business that they turned into a car lot, but a place with a long legacy of selling reliable products to people, and that's the Jack Ingram legacy. So when you're ready, know that they've got any number of different ways to help get you financed if you've had some life happen, too, and you need wheels. 235 Northeastern Bypass, browse online at jackingram.com. Check traffic, Fox News, and then we're back for the 5 to 6 hour.
Montgomery Skywatch inching on closer to our 5 o'clock rush hour, and we're already seeing some traffic jams. If you're on I-85, there's a slowdown in the downtown area.